Great Eastern Radio presents the Working from the House interview series, issues and information that matter to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. Live from his home studio, here's House.
Working from the House, today's guest on the line is a physician. He's also the technical advisor to Upper Valley Strong, a great organization here in the Upper Valley, Dr. Steve Atwood. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time today.
A pleasure to be here, Matt.
Pleasure is all mine. Let's start with Upper Valley Strong in general. You guys have done such great work, obviously formed back in 2011 after Irene happened, and a bunch of great organizations really coming together, 35 to 50 or so, you know, The Haven, Listen, DHMC, Cover, etc., and been doing great work in the time of need here in the Upper Valley. So since COVID-19 has happened, Doctor, what have you guys done to spring into action, so to speak, to start helping the area with the pandemic?
Well, I've just been totally impressed with this group, with the organization, with the volunteerism that comes out of it, and with the dedication and commitment of a large number of people and organizations that are working on this. I think they recognize the importance of COVID-19 as being one of the great challenges of our time.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, they've been able to mobilize a lot of communication, a lot of information about how to control this virus, what things are necessary for social distancing, et cetera. It's a great organization. It's very impressive.
On the line with Dr. Steve Atwood, technical advisor to Upper Valley Strong, also a physician. And Doctor, I know you've spent time in Asia during previous epidemics in the past, and now you're back here looking at this coronavirus here in America and here in the Upper Valley. And what would you say the importance of mask wearing is to prevent the spread of COVID-19? Because, you know, the CDC just came out with a recommended protocol. You should be wearing masks if you're going to go out. What is the importance that everyone adheres to that?
Well, I think the whole social distancing as a means of tamping down the incidence of this viral infection that's going through the population. This is an incredibly contagious virus. I think we know that from everything we've read from CDC, WHO, from the Vermont Department of Health. I think what we're seeing is, how do we control this virus and control its spread? And social distancing, that's keeping at least 6 feet away from other people, but preventing the spread of infected droplets. These, you know, you stood in front of people, and when they're talking, you can almost feel the energy coming.
Some more
out
than
of
others.
Mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And sneezing or coughing, and even sometimes in just breathing in your face. They're carrying viruses if they're infected. They're carrying viruses with that coming from their mouths and from their noses. And the idea of putting on a face mask is you block the spread of those right at the facial level, so it never gets into the environment. The problem with COVID-19 is that these droplets land on surfaces, and to our astonishment, they remain active for hours and sometimes days, even on inanimate objects, on tabletops, on benches, on banisters, on computer keyboards, etc. So and then some innocent bystander comes by, puts his hand on this, then without washing his hands, touches his eyes or his nose or his mouth. That's one of the routes of infection of this virus. It's not the only route, but it's one of the most important ones that's contributing to this contagion.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk around, as I have at some occasions, even when I've gone to the recycling center, I see people standing without masks, talking to each other face to face. Now, if they're lucky, neither of them are infected.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, with COVID-19, we don't know who's infected.
Right.
We don't know, because we know that people can spread the virus days before they become sick. And it's also becoming clear that people can spread the virus days after their symptoms have resolved. So we've got a huge population of people that are potentially unsymptomatic. You look at them and say, I don't think they're sick, but you have no idea if they're capable of spreading the virus. And this is why the state of Vermont has been very clear about this. Everybody should be wearing a face mask when they're outside, particularly if they're going to be encountering other people within 6 feet of them. And I think that's the big message, because we have to stop the spread of this virus.
Absolutely. On the line with Dr. Steve Atwood, physician, also technical advisor to the group Upper Valley Strong. And all those N95 should be going to the healthcare workers now.
Absolutely.
But in the general population, we need to be making sure that the cloth mask, a bandana, we're taking part in not spreading what you could potentially have to others. That's what the wearing of the cloth
exactly.
mask will do. Because there is some confusion out there, doctor, about people say, well, it doesn't even protect you from getting anything. Well, it does protect others around you that you're wearing the mask from spreading it. So if everyone's doing that, that will actually be effective.
Absolutely. And that you brought up a very important point, because until we do that, until we protect all of our members of society from this infection, as long as the virus is circulating, all of the valid concerns that people have about the economy, about losing mm-hmm. jobs, about closing of businesses, etc., that's never going to go away until we get the virus to go away. And this is this kind of important association between the rebirth of our economy, if you will, and getting rid of this virus in the environment. We can't do one without the other. So the people that are not wearing masks and are not practicing social distancing, they are in effect prolonging this crisis of infection and prolonging the terrible economic effects that are hurting so many of the people in the Upper Valley. So it's kind of the two are totally linked together. Until we control this virus and we get it out of the environment, the economy will never come back. But it's understandable that people's concern is about the economy, and until we show them the association between the economy and the virus, we're never going to get full effectiveness, because people sometimes don't understand, well, why should I control this virus? I'm not sick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to control it for everybody, because until everybody is protected, until the virus disappears from the environment, the economy, jobs, employment, et cetera, is never going to come back.
Incredibly well said there, Dr. Atwood. You cannot have a good economy again without stopping the virus. So we all need to do our part as best we can to do that, to get the economy back, if that's what people are concerned about. Just incredibly well said there. It's Dr. Steve Atwood, physician, also the technical advisor to the group Upper Valley Strong. Amazing information. Thank you so much for taking the time, doctor. And if you guys want to check out more information about Upper Valley Strong and the things that they're doing, or if you want to get involved, just go to their website, uvstrong.org. There's also a link on our website. Dr. Atwood, stay healthy, stay safe. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks very much, Matt.